Okay, would you state your name and ABC number again, just for the record, sir?
Isaac King, 276138.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 28th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I don't remember the notification.
Well, that was the one that you signed saying that the hearing would be held today, sir.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Really? And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. We're doing this by phone, therefore you cannot see us and we cannot see you. Therefore, but I do want to introduce the board members who will be participating in your hearing. There are three board members, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, the Honorable Mr. Turner, is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today.
So my parole officer is not there?
No, sir, but Mr. Turner represents them. No, sir, your parole officer is not present. No, sir.
Okay,
sir. Mr. King and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear firm?
Yes, I
do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. King, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them separate, and after I read each of them, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to 2475 North Haskell Drive, Apartment 207 in Tucson, Arizona, on or about May 9th, 2018, and verbally or written directive on May 8th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Well, yeah, except the one where the second one.
Okay, so I don't know if it's the second one, but so it says
the one reporting. I didn't report, but I got my reasons for that, and
okay.
I don't know.
Well, you discussed the reason in phase two, sir, so right now.
Okay,
so once we get to phase two, you can tell us what happened, sir.
All right.
Okay, the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing to task on or about May 11, 2018, verbally directed on May the 11th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. And the final one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 14, 2018. And verbally directed on May 11, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stronger from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. King, I moved to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or companies.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, Mr. King, we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections through Mr. Turner. Once we get that, then we're going to come back and we'll be able to talk to board members and you'll be able to tell us whatever you need to tell us, sir. So if you will remain quiet and we receive this background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, King was released from ADC on 3-12-2018 and arrested on 8-12-2018 by Tempe Police Department. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-12-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 110-2019 with 90 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, commitment A, count two, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count one, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2012, marijuana violation, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 5.5. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. There is TG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 24 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary significant and lengthy with disorderly conduct, threatening, harassment, fighting, assault on staff, assault on inmate, criminal damage, tampering with a security device, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 2009, escape, third degree, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. 2009, unlawful acts, Arizona, juvenile, detention. 2011, aggravated assault on a peace officer, Arizona, unknown. Has a GB score of G6, V8.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Turner. Okay, Mr. King, we are back to you. Based on information that we see that's listed in your case supervision summary, that when you were released, you were to reside with your sister, Darian Tucson. And how long did you reside with your sister, sir?
For a couple months.
And then how did you leave your sister's residence?
Her boyfriend and there was people at the house. Too many people. So
okay. And so then you went to MRC, yeah. Maricopa Reentry Center.
Yeah.
And how long did you reside there, sir?
I think I went there twice. For like 2 weeks, then I went there again for a week.
Okay. And I guess finally you ended up residing with a friend, Susan, and that was in Phoenix, 4415 South 28th. Street in Phoenix. So that was the last known residence for you. So then after you left there, what did you do? Did you just go out on the streets? So what happened after you left there, sir?
Well, MRC
or on the 28th Street, wherever you were at.
I was over there to the find address, and same thing, I guess. His girlfriend was moving in with him, so after that, I was bouncing house to house because I was kind of homeless at the time and, you know, trying to get my stuff together, situated, and I couldn't find. And I talked to my PO, and I tried to find a way and asked if they could get me to Tucson because I didn't have no way over there. Now, I'm not justifying nothing. I'm saying, just like I said, it's true, I didn't go over there, but I have my reasons. Because of that right there, and I was just going through a lot financially, emotionally, physically, and just everything else, and I had no money, I had nothing, so I had no problem going over there. It's just the fact that it was the circumstances I was in at the time, and then that was really the main issue. And as far as me dropping, I only dropped one dirty UA since I've been, and you can look it up, since I've been on my thing, and that's smoking weed. You know, I shouldn't have smoked the weed, but I was, like I said, I used that to self-medicate because the medication they give me for my mental health really doesn't do no justice.
Well, what about the cocaine, sir? Did you use some cocaine when you were at?
Yeah, that was inside. I had no idea, but that was inside the weed, and I had no idea of that. But like I said, I should have never smoked the weed to begin with, but I was just going through a lot, and I was coping, and that's how I cope, but I had no idea of that. And
So what problem did you have in terms of, you said you were using for medication, so what was your situation
self-medication, because I had medicine, like, because they was evaluating me for mental health, and I was supposed to go to a mental health facility when I was out. That's what my PO was recommending, but I told him it was all right, I'll just take the medication. I stopped taking my meds, and that's when everything kind of went downhill. But I just didn't like the way it made me feel. I mean, I feel like when I smoke weed, I feel more like calm and relaxed. But I shouldn't have did that. But I was just going through a lot, and I self-medicated like that. That was the way I did it, instead of taking my medication, because how it made me feel.
Now, are you on any kind of medication now, sir?
Well, I'm getting back on it. I'm getting back on it because I know I understand I do need the help. So I'm telling them to get me back on my medication so that way.
Okay, sir. And now, what was this cocaine about? You said that you took that while you were on the inside. You smoked a marijuana on the outside, but when you were on the inside, that's when you had the cocaine, sir? Or did you have those mixed together?
No, that was together, all in one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that was in there. I was just told it was weed, and I smoked the weed, and next thing you know, it came out that
I know you said that you were doing it for self-medication. Did it help you at all?
The weed?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the weed helps me. It calms me down because I have anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, anger, ADHD. And me being locked up, I don't know if you know I know it sounds bad, everything he ran off, but I've been through a lot as a juvenile, like everything you could really imagine. So that's how I self-medicate by smoking weed. And I've been doing that for a long time, so even when I was little. But other than that, I really have no problems unless it's hanging out with the wrong people. But like I said, like, it does help me. I mean, if I could find some medication just like that, because last time they had me on, I don't know what it was called, but it was something like that where it mellows me out, then, you know.
Okay. Now, I do take note, as you already stated, that you did go to MRC. Did that program help you at all? I know that you went to the ITH program there at MRC. Did that help you, or what did you think about the Maricopa Reentry Center?
You know what? I wanted to volunteer, and the people around there, they really accepted me and saw potential in me and really wanted me to do good. And it's nice there. I've been away from so long from my family. I try my best to not spend any more time because I've been spending a lot of time as a juvenile locked up. So it's just the fact that I want to just be with my family. And right now I'm stressed out and I've been going through a lot. You know, I'm not able to sleep or nothing because I have a daughter on the way and I have a 5-year-old and my girlfriend, my wife is pregnant. So I just been going through a lot, and I don't know how. I just wasn't dealing with it right, but I guess this time, this little bit of time sitting in here, made me realize my mistakes and what I did wrong. But MRC, I like MRC. It helped me better than any program. I did like MRC.
Okay, so let me just ask one other question, then I'll move on. What were you doing when who picked you up? Was that who arrested you? Which police department arrested you, sir?
Tempe.
Tempe, okay. What were you doing when the Tempe Police Department arrested you, sir? What happened there?
Oh, I was with my wife right now, when I was pregnant, and we was kind of arguing, and the police ended up showing up.
Where were y'all arguing? Were you on the streets, or were you at the house or residence? Where were y'all arguing?
We was walking down the street.
Okay, and they just happened to drive by and ask for your ID and...
They saw us arguing and stuff. And
okay, Mr. King, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you, sir.
All right.
I don't see any questions from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Well, I got a letter I wrote.
Okay, well, please go ahead and read it to the board, sir.
All right. First off, I would like to thank my PO and the state for their time and patience and for the most hearing me out and giving me another chance at life and with my freedom. I know I haven't been the perfect person, son, father, friend, role model, or husband, but I try my best because I tried my best. My mind was not all the way clear and focused because of everything. I lost a brother, a big brother. I looked up to the only male role model in my life. My mother was a hard working single mother that did the best she could with 9 kids. My brother died from the street life, and I never knew why. I just don't want that for me or my kids. Me and my family done already lost enough, and my mom is only getting older. She needs me. She needs me now. So does everyone else. I cannot afford to spend any more time away. But if so, I'll have to deal with it like a man. I do take full responsibility for my own actions, nobody else's. But I know I messed up. Nobody is perfect. All we can do is live and learn. And I did. My past is my past. It's all about the present right now. I don't want death or prison. No one should have to deal with that. But going through all of this is what made me a man. So do I regret it? No, it made me wiser and stronger, but also kind of selfish in a good and bad way, because look where I'm at now. But I feel like I needed this. Like I said, we all have to live and learn. Whoever said different is a lie. I just have not experienced real life yet at all, right? I just need one more chance, because everyone deserves that. I am a firm believer of change. I learned my lessons already, but we never stop growing. Plus, I have one five-year-old I haven't seen yet due to mother issues and CPS and me being away like right now. And I have one baby on the way. Now I really need and can use this chance and help. I'm willing to put everything to the side and let it all go, even my pride, because freedom and my family means everything to me. And it took me to have to sit down for a little to realize my rights and wrongs and where I was headed in life. I no longer want to be at all. I'm good on all that. I'm no animal or a bad person, just made bad decisions and wasn't being myself. I just wanted to fit in and be loved and respected for the wrong reasons. I apologize to the state and everyone I hurt from deep down in my heart. And no matter what happens here today, I will still stand on my word and my morals as a young man. Thank you for your ears and your time. I am willing to do whatever it takes to earn this chance. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Mr. King, for the wonderful letter that you put together there, sir. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. We have a young man who's just 25 years of age. He's been incarcerated at least on two different occasions, and he was revoked back in 2013. And it sounds as if he's trying to get his life together. I'm not sure that he's completely turned the corner yet, but at least he's beginning to think in the right direction. Sometimes it takes a while to really turn it around, and I think that he's in the process of turning around, but I'm just not quite sure whether it's there yet, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members before offering a motion.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and it's going to be to find that Mr. King did violate the terms and conditions with supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had all may have lapsed into former ways, or he did lapse because he did use illegal substance and that cocaine, although he said he did not recognize the fact that it was cocaine, but it was cocaine. And in addition to that, he did abscond for some 90 days, and with that, in almost 3 months, his parole officer had no idea where he was at all. And in addition to that, he had to contact with the Tempe Police Department because he and his fiancée was walking down the streets arguing or something was going on. Therefore, I move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. You're going to be out on January the 10th of next year, which is not that long. So please put something together. Work with your CO3, work with your girlfriend, work with your mother, and put something together so that when you get out this time, you will never return back. Because you're a good writer. Therefore, use your skills for a positive reason, sir. And I know you can do it. I wish you the best. And this will end your hearing. And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I'm going to lie to you.